affiliated with the local schools. We can have some individuals that are members of the schools. Trying to think if there's a lot of people in the way. For the last body, one of those days, I was down in work at 2 years ago, but
maybe with the National State PCB, they have a week-long program, they put the kill
Las Vegas.
Well, where the PCB meets, in Las Vegas, and come to the community. I mean, they meet.
Right.
It's a week-long situation, and they go with their hard parts of the community.
Yes, that happens, you know, within the National Federation of Blind also. I guess one of the things that, I'm really concerned about is the business of training and getting new people, of having people make a commitment when they're coming into it, so that if there is extensive training or when there is, that the person who comes through that is going to not only make an investment themselves, but give back and cause the program to improve. Do we have like a waiting list or anything like that of people who want to get into the program who need to be trained, or are we, what's the...
Well, the problem has been with the waiting list. It's the amount of turnover that we have. Very, very low turnover. What we've had in the past are the waiting list that goes to being on a waiting list have also worked for one of the other vendors. So they are into their skills and they've got something to do. Otherwise, it can be 2 or 3 years somebody waiting around to become a vendor on the waiting list, and when they can be finding a job somewhere else.
Or if they could be looking at establishing another kind of business, but counselors aren't doing much for helping individuals that are interested in self-employment establish self-employment. If there's been an opportunity anywhere in the near future, that can be looked at, but if there aren't any, they can be looking at establishing some other kind of business. So the same kinds of skills that the E program is no longer kind of the only place for a blind person who wants to be a business owner.
Let me tell you, help me go through the process. So a site exists. How is that the person that's going to operate that site? How is that chosen?
It's a new site, or it's because somebody's left, retired, passed away, whatever the reason. First of all, those are the Blind Vendors Committee. Blind Vendors Committee decides on who that, if there's somebody that's interested in that site. We need to put out a letter into all the vendors. First of all, anybody that's interested in that position comes to us. We give that person's interest into the vendors committee. The vendors committee questions the individual or individuals at 2 or 3, sometimes they have one facility, depending on how desirable and how possible that facility is usually.
What does bid mean?
Well,
bid is natural to make sure. But a bid is just using, according to Z1, meaning that if you were into the program first, you have a Z1 to bid on a better location. That location is then open to those who have been in the program for some time, and some of them are starting in small, very small places, and they have the opportunity to move up to a larger shop. Because you're here in Boston, you don't have that many federal places to put vending machines. And so therefore, and of course, our budget is not going to do. So we have the older people, the more senior you get up to a better shape.
Now, when I think of bid, I think of somebody you know, put in a, for a project, put in a ballot, but you're talking basically just, put in, apply to operate that position.
And our business, our show problem, this is Tom, yeah, this is Tom, the word that you use to change your electricity, and even your post office, when they have to do it, we just start there.
Okay.
We just apply for that position.
So it's a bunch of people, vendors apply, now the person that's got seniority, that, you know, that's rated in their favor, is that the sole, would the person with most seniority automatically get it, or is it? So just, that's just rated is part of the process.
That's one of the factors that you've come in for, and your ability, you know, and what you've done in the past, all of them do it.
And then once they get the site, then, okay, so somebody's granted the bill, they get the site, how could they lose that site? How could they get it closed?
Okay, yeah, of course they also give up their own, from our sites, and that one is either dead or with the construction manager. The rules are very explicit on what you have to do to sell it.
But is there some kind of a period where they're under probation?
A new facility manager, yes, for 90 days. And that's prior to license, the government folks are doing, like Howard was talking about, they already have been licensed by the state license, you can see what's the petition.
Can you make sense of committee, vendors committee?
There are five people chosen every other year. We chose that committee this year. We're trying to get that committee, representing the entire population, in other words, there's going to be some folks from the, like, you know, Omaha, on that committee, and there'll be some folks from Lincoln, and some folks from Omaha on the committee.
Vendors themselves?
It's all vendors. A short number of things that they didn't lose their license for.
We're talking about the stuff in rule chapter 3?
Right.
Yes. So did you want that red card?
Well, I remember in reading, it seemed like there was some, you know, accounting responsibilities, but I was trying to, you know, obviously somebody gets a plum site and they just don't do a good job. We have all kinds of complaints, and, you know, some of the stuff we're talking about that we've, you know, we've heard to the grapevine, then obviously if a person feels that they have a site, a plum site, and they, you know, don't have, feel much worried that they're going to lose the site, that could give them an incentive not to do a good job. And that's what I was trying to remember what the... And I apologize, I should have reviewed in chapter 3 the specific, because it did come to mind, something I wanted to ask is, you know, if you have a problem vendor that's just numerous public complaints and just not doing a good job, is it very, very difficult to probably documentation and such, like any kind of management, a lot of work to, before someone could lose a spot, because you don't want to be able to take away a spot lightly, but on the other hand, if the person is not doing a good job, there's got to be some mechanism to is there several things for affairs don't...
In the section 0.3.04, duration and termination of licenses, I'll just give it a highlights of each. A license may be terminated or suspended for any of the following reasons. First is if the vision improves so that they no longer need the definition of blindness. Failing to operate, failing to personally operate the assigned facility as set forth in the permit, unless approved in writing by the agency. Any sick leave or any leave, sick or vacation, requires notification of the agency to prevent consideration of abandonment. Unexplained or unexcused absences of more than 5 days, is considered abandonment and failing to personally operate the facility unless another person is covering the business and approved. Extending the illness of more than 30 days, resulting in incapacity of the vendor to operate must be documented and reviewed. And evidence that vendor does not meet one or more of the criterias, which are, was blind and a citizen and of legal age, and then sufficiently intelligent to grasp the fundamentals, careful about appearance and interactions with the public, honest and careful in handling funds, willing to work hard in advance to improve the business and develop the maximum potential, competent in maintaining business records and accounts, able to control inventory, able to work with other business persons, including supervisors, jobbers, and others in the business community, able to recognize and, where reasonably feasible, correct machine problems, and able to reflect favorably on the competence of blind persons in the eyes of the public. And failure to submit the required monthly reports by the 20th of the succeeding month in two consecutive months or for 3 or more months in a 12-month period. Those are all the things.
And that, so the world, we're willing to work hard, kind of. I mean, that was a, but that again, that's a, basically an oversight issue. I mean, that's, that, and so that's going to, so then it goes back to if there's a complaint, I mean, if, you know, what is the oversight process as far as, I mean, how, first of all, has anyone lost? And license, does that mean, is that different than losing that particular site? I mean, can they be demoted to a different site? Or are you talking about license, is that losing their vending license so they out of the book?
You can lose their vending license. Okay. If the license is the agency decides to do that, they notify the individual, and the individual can ask for a hearing automatically about the loss of that. So documentation is very important.
And for that being just demoted to a different, to a lesser site?
We've never done that. And that's a little difficult, usually, because I think somebody else is there with the community, then you can get involved to promote that person, the other person out of that other site.
I was thinking where it wasn't so much that, you know, they shouldn't be admitted, but they were clearly in a position that was beyond their level of expertise or management skills or whatever, and a different facility with less physical involvement or less whatever, you know, less complicated, fewer products, fewer machines, whatever it was, would suit this person. I can remember a time when we did kind of negotiate to sit in and make a change, and it actually worked out for the benefit of all.
It's worked out very well.
And I'd also like to comment that the state licensing agency does not just sit and wait for problems or complaints. Not that we always see everything and we definitely need to hear where there are issues, but the business enterprise staff here in Dunn are routinely out in all the facilities, talking with the vendors. If they become aware that there's some, if machines are dirty or products aren't in there, they'll address it right at the time. And so theoretically, at least, and I believe this happens most of the time, is that it's kind of an ongoing training and an ongoing assessment of if there is a problem, what is it that, you really need to be doing something differently. And then sometimes the complaints come either the building manager, where the building is, where the machines are actually located, they might call Terry and say, vendor is just really doing a lousy job, or whatever, you know, so, but we attempt to work with the person to increase the skills where there are problems, rather than, you know, just everything's fine until Thursday, you're out, you know, we try not to have that happen. Is there any kind of a tool for the public to use, you know, when Bill was talking about that sometimes people in one place will come and talk to the blind person who happens to work there, if they're, you know, they're uncomfortable about talking with the manager, or for whatever reason they're not doing that, are there ever, you know, like evaluation tools for public to use, or is there a place, is there anything posted anywhere in the site that says if you have problems that you're unable to resolve with the manager, please call such and such, or please, you know, do something so that, you know, other blind people who happen to be working somewhere are decided upon being the people to talk to, or if the person, you know, just doesn't really know for sure how to, you know, where to go or what to do or whatever, is there something like that or out there to be for people to have access to, and also as a management tool for people who are in the business, are they, you know, like evaluated, or is there anything like that happening currently?
We have an annual evaluation tool we use for our facility manager, but those are done by yourself, not by the public. There are numbers posted on all machines or in the area of machines, in the machine. I'm going to get one of the number on that machine is that of the facility manager, not myself.
How do you know that the problem is just that nobody reported to you? I mean, it's not going to do a blind that could report it to you. So when you come up to a blind person, say, well, I don't want to go to you with so-and-so, the blind person might find out, I know why don't they say, well, they're over there, they actually get all the information, or they're not as they get all the business, but they sound like they're sounding like, so you know what's going on, otherwise, you expect these areas and unannounced and observe what's going on.
We can do that. We also have another tool for that too. We have an annual inspection form that we just put primarily that's about the equipment, so that's 90% of the operation anyway. But we have a tool that we use to inspect the facility, and then we also have an evaluation tool we do for the manager. Usually, people who don't call me, you know, or building management if there's been a problem. That's usually the case because building management, they call to me.
I'm wondering, you know, like people bring complaints to you about the state office building in Lincoln. Wouldn't it be more appropriate for your wife just to go back and talk to the manager?
She says talk to me. No, he's my friend. I'm not going to.
Well, see, it's a friend.
But
if you want him, though, if someone
is doing that, they come constantly. As far as nitpicking things and so forth. But all these things pile up. As far as the manager of the facility is, within an hour, the busy part of the day, especially important, pretty similar to deal with these fine buddies, especially baseball, things that I think that's really what people manage, the building, when those things go on. And they're just all small things that you keep in that building, and you're trying to help with them in a hurry, and you're trying to, there's a lot of people in line that casually do a kind of service, and nobody's serving. I'm going by Uber, and I whether or not they're true, I don't know, but they're not going to go slow.
See, I'm wondering.
So there must be a second Uber to, like Barb said, is there something in case of controversy or conflict or dissatisfaction, who's contact source? That's
I want being from their wife's benefit, and really for Dave's, and so they come to her and with their complaints, she can say, well, we'll talk to Dave about it, and they wouldn't want to know if you love the shower, you know, if I mean, just an oversight.
Well, maybe a situation, I think, is a budget, we don't want to have this meeting.
But they're wrong, he needs experience or to develop the sound or something like that.
Well, you get a report, Terry, I mean, you know, if it gets to as far as the building manager calls you, what's the process? I mean, I would think that you couldn't just call the facility manager. I mean, would you come and do 2-3 random checks then the next period of time?
I don't know what that complaint was. I do random checks. I also have on occasion where they'll ask me to do a different report back to them, what we've done, what our plan is. They'll ask for a written plan to resolve the issue.
Well, like, just for instance, this, and I don't know anything about it other than what I've heard indirectly, but it obviously sounds like the state office building's got some issues. So what, and this was kind of filtered up to you our last meeting, May 17th. So what have you done since May 17th? Or maybe you didn't hear directly that the state office building was an issue, but what's been happening at that facility recently, but since there's obviously been some complaints?
Well, I spent a lot more time down there observing, because one of the complaints was specifically about Dave and his lunch hour, when he gave it his lunch hour. And every time I've been down there, except I do know what time to do it, it could be an issue, but every time I've been down there, Dave was always running the cash register. And the what I was referring to, that it could be an issue, there hasn't been a time to do that. He had a talking cash register, well, that's been down, and he only has one cash register. Well, he usually runs two normally. Whatever he does, and then he has a person to him. One of the two that on the cash register was down, he doesn't pay the person to the cash register. And they also have somebody else that goes and picks up the product and gets ready for the customer. Dave normally doesn't do that himself, and that's his part of how you have your life organized. He has somebody else that does that. So Dave's definitely going to have difficulties. He already has somebody else's lined up for the day to do that. So there have been, I know, a couple of times where Dave didn't have a role in the shower that he didn't have, and he wasn't running the cash register, and he wasn't carrying food. But I know very few times where Dave does not, even when there's not a top of the cash register, oftentimes Dave will run the cash register. So he's usually, I'd say 99% of the time, he's better. I very seldom ever run that. When it's busy, Dave's not on that line running the cash register. But I went down there to observe, just to make sure that was the case. I've talked to Dave about that as well. Talked to the building management about that too. So we have discussed that issue. As far as being mixed up, I have known a couple of times where that has been the case. I've run that check. And I, both times in fact, when I checked, and I don't know, checked the machine specifically, and neither time was the deposit set up. So I don't know, maybe somebody pushed the wrong button, and that can happen.
It's easy to say that, actually. There's so many, I don't want to beat up on Dave, but I like him, good guy. But there's so many complaints coming out of that about the operation, that something wrong. And I think we have to rectify this small thing, because I know what yellows and plain yellow to be. You want to buy a baked potato for 2.5 and put it down there.
State office building is probably one of the busier sites, so you got lots of customers and
we're dealing with the public.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have people just whatever, but it also sounds, I mean, it was you know, outside of you just, you know, talking to him, are there things that he can get additional training, or anybody can get additional training, or what kind of training is available? I mean, somebody's having some problems with some different aspects of vending. I mean, what's available to them?
It's a money game, but I appreciate the food underneath the county. I start to talk in the wrong line. I feel that's that. 99. I return the money, they put their pop up in the refund lane, and they just give themselves another can of pop. I don't know if the mountain is out, or if it comes in, it doesn't have a regulate on it. I have enemies that slip. They're out taking stuff in on me, and if somebody tells me that, I don't know. So the best thing to do is all the tools in back. You know, you can't get satisfaction, everything we're building right now. And if you need to turn it back, you're going to be right on top of it.
That's the point I was trying to make a lot more on. Thanks for making more clear.
Right, you know, they none of us would know what's going on, that's what's up.
That's right.
And we brought back to that.
But that would go to, you know, the training and such, as far as, you know, maybe he needs to be wandering around asking people, customers, you know, be more at the cash register, asking them, is everything okay? I mean, I don't know what his methodology is, but what kind of training is, or what's available to a vendor that's having problems, other than just being told he's having problems?
The protocol is all when operating them. What are these things you should do, these things you shouldn't do, these are nice little public relations, Italian public relations, I guess, which you have to do when you're dealing with the public, you know how to deal with the public.
It depends on the specific issues. There are some things that I know myself and can have with training. If a person needs to have additional training outside of what I can do, we do find somebody that can do that training, and we can go down and identify the issues. We've done that in the past. We've gone outside to look for telecommunications. We do that almost not daily basis, but telecommunications. There'll be issues that come up, especially with the vending machine. We'll do it outside folks and give the information that they need to help us or the vendor resolve the problem. We should do our best in resolving the problem that we find out about. But it's like, tell us that we're blessed, very blessed. And I know I said in my report that the types of problems that usually I give are best handled by the facility manager. Most of them are things that definitely the facility manager has to be made aware of anything with the product, any kind of problem, because it's that facility manager that's paying for their spot to bring that milk, and if that guy's bringing milk that's either sour or outdated, that facility manager needs to get that correct. And in every instance that they would, I'm not, or I would accept it, all of them, if there's been an issue in that area.
I don't know why Ben done that, but a few weeks ago, the machine, I guess, Ben or something, he's moved out to a family location, I'm pretty confident about it. It's always best to solve a problem at the source.
Well, see, what I'm hearing about this, and I know, again, I don't know any firsthand of this hearing, is this to me is just all wrong. I mean, the reason we have Randolph Shepherd is so blind people can get job opportunities, demonstrate to the public that they're competent business people. And if we have a situation where the customers are afraid to offend the blind manager, to tell him what a lousy job he's doing, that's all wrong. I mean, he needs to be interfacing with his customers need to be talking to him. We can't have, if we have a situation where we have, you know, the mentality of the customers that we've got some poor hapless blind guy, you know, we don't want to hurt his feelings. That to me is not what Randolph Shepherd's all about. That's the totally wrong image that we want to people we want to have, and so I, that's why I come back to the, you know, the training, or, you know, where they, the customers need to go to facility manager. But if facility manager is the problem, then what do we do then?
One question I guess I would have is, when the commission seeks out a site or, you know, decides to try to get a site, what is done in the way of education of the people who are in that place, you know, that about what the program is and what the responsibilities of the person are, and you know, the whole business of dealing with the facility manager as a fellow business person, not as somebody who's being, you know, somehow taken care of or put in there as a token front piece for the real people who may be seen to be the commission personnel or whatever. What kind of educating is done for building people?
We discussed that with building management. I know in Nebraska, that's definitely not the case, but it is in other states where they actually need the commission or the licensing agency actually do employ those. To work with the facility manager. It's a big one. It's called for the United States, right in Washington, D.C., where they have the facility manager is the figurehead, if you will. And they actually have state, or I don't know, in this case, they actually have staff that runs facility manager, and so they work with. We had an individual that actually moved out there, moved from Omaha to Washington, D.C., and one of the things that she said when she had been there a while was that she definitely appreciated us staying out of her way, allowing her to do her business, where, I mean, there were times when she would say she thought we should be more involved when she was here, but when she was there, she didn't understand that the things that we were asking her to do were actually for her own benefit as a vice president and not the way it turned out to be. And it's just, and that's in our nation's capital. I would think that's certainly out of the, not that way, but it is.
I think my comment, specific question was, what does the commission do in the way of, you know, talking with the building personnel, whoever, you know, people have said that, okay, the first line of communication would be from the public to the facility manager. Then the next thing seems to be, and sometimes people bypass that, unfortunately, but the next thing seems to be to talk to somebody in the building, the building manager or whatever, and then that person will sometimes, you know, come to you. What I'm wanting to find out is what kind of preparation or job development kind of thing is done with a building manager when the commission you know, has a site in that building, so that the people there would know, hopefully, to tell someone who would come to them, have you asked them, have you talked with the facility manager, you know, this person is a business person and you need to go talk to them, it's their business. I mean, is there anything done to educate the building people, so
The comment that I wanted to make is, just I'm listening to everybody talk, is everyone's trying to make this about Dave, and it sounds like it's an issue of state employees who are very unassertive and don't know how nice to tell the guy, hey, I'm starting to melt this out, can I get something different? And also, I think for your wife, though, she should say, I don't want to hear about it, go talk to the men. Good, because
she's not in charge.
Yeah, that's right. She said, yeah. And they should be taking their complaints to her. She said, I don't want to hear about it. And
planning to discuss certainly about a date.
No, it's not about date.
It's about uncertain.
About people,
property. My question is in general.
Yeah.
What do you think is to help train them now?
Okay, let me answer that question. That is that we train our folks, just like the campaign or any others. Our folks do the same work that the other folks do, and we, except for a pickup case or two, we've been first closing the building, it's around the facility. Normally, they have not been, there's been another facility, person, and that person's supposed to not, private enterprise person. We're not in ours, no different from what they do. And as our managers do the same sorts of things their managers did. We don't do anything special in terms of saying, take to the, my business manager. We take to the business manager, just the same as if the person was on another company. There's no difference. I mean, people, buildings where responses are, go to that manager the same as they do are.
Except they don't seem to always be doing that, and that's one of the differences, it seems to me, that one of the reasons that we have the vending program or things like that is because we aren't treated like everybody else. I mean, we can say that we do the same job, and we do. And we can talk about that among ourselves, and we even believe it. But in a lot of ways, the public still doesn't believe it. And so if we don't bridge that, we might hope, idealistically, that if Swanson's is in the same building that we have a manager in, that the public would go to our manager in the same way that they would go to Swanson's manager. But I'd be willing to bet that in a lot of instances, they won't do that. And that's one of the things that I'm wondering about is what we are doing to help those folks not just say the words, these guys are doing the same thing, so treat them the same way, but help them to know why that is necessary and how it would benefit them if they do that, if they accept that as a reality and really do that, and therefore encourage their personnel all over the building to do that as well.
Go in and do some training for
I want to give a response to that, and then Carol's asked for the floor, and I'll remember that you also have candidates.
Okay, I have meetings whenever we get any attending facility with that person. We go over everything. We have the copy of the permit, a copy of the contract. We go entirely through that. We go over how things are going to be done, how the problems are going to be resolved. We go through there step by step how all those things are done. I do that with the building manager as far as for the customers. That customer within a couple of weeks has met our facility manager. We don't interface. I don't. And I have, like, I guess, we're going to get a new facility. I've got a lot to bring that week. But do I even stop and talk to all the customers? I explain anything differently than how it would. I'm sorry, but for Swanson, I see us no different than that. We do the same things. There may be some questions. Certainly, we do have a few more meetings in terms of storage and how products are delivered and so on that the building manager is aware of and be aware of at that meeting that I have with them. But as far as how we do business, my business is done exactly the same way as everybody else. So I don't know that I have to answer that question by the way.
Now, is there already a facility manager chosen by the time you're talking to those people? Or are you doing that in a general way and we will have a manager at some point? We don't know who it is yet or how?
We usually don't know who the person is. We do not know the first one. Explain the program. We discuss the program, discuss it, some of the personal needs, what things we need, especially like how we're going to handle our product and all those different things, all those details. We discuss that. And then after we get a new facility manager, we do introduce that person. We sit down and have a meeting with that manager and the facility person. So they get to know each other and know
for everybody to keep in mind, the level of super program also give a lot of power to the vendors and the committee themselves. They make decisions how to run the program, you know. The commission has got all the power, yes. It's a department chief. So maybe the committee of members also need to come to this party to answer some of those questions and not go to the department chief. That's a common one, you know. And the other one is regarding complaints. I don't care who the manager or who the owner of the restaurant is. I'm not satisfied. I don't go back to the place. And it seems to me that if the place is still functioning and making profit, obviously the manager is not going to fix the problems. It's a positive case around.
So that goes back to what I was saying about the site. I mean, if it's a plumb site, if you got a vending machine in a train station, there's 10,000 people walking by it, it doesn't matter how crummy the person operated the vending machine, I mean, people are still going to be walking by the machine and using it. So at a plumb site especially, it's important that, you know, because it's not that the site isn't functioning at all, but how much better could the site function? And if the site is functioning well, I mean, it benefits the program overall because it kicks more money into the system. And so it just seems to be like people skills. I mean, a lot of this stuff just sounds like we're talking about one guy in particular, but it could be anybody. If you're going to operate a vending site where there's lots of people traffic, you got to have good people skills. And if you don't talk to your customers or they don't feel they can talk to you, then that's not a good thing. And so we'll go back to training. They need to be training 101. They need to have good people skills, and what kinds of ways can they work on their people skills. And that'd be something that you could obviously observe when you go into a site to see what kind of interaction they were having with their customers and people skills.
Yeah. Well, I guess I wonder if I'm trying to figure out as we go, because what our purpose is to find out what's happening and to try to help things in a general way be more smooth. We don't ever want to micromanage any part of the commission's operation. I just think, in light of all the things that have been said, would it be a good or a bad idea to, in addition to having the manager's information as far as how to contact that person, having the commission's number, you know, after we've tried that, we still need assistance, try this, or is that an undermining of the manager who's in there?
Okay, Chairman, this is Candy Larson, and we had a similar situation with State Office Building in Marquette, with a vendor that was clearly not, has been a client, and then was closed, and no longer a client, and faltered after the point that the case was closed, and then the responsibilities, and we kept getting a lot of complaints. The building manager comes to me. What we did is talk to the building manager about the fact that that is an independent business person. If they kept wanting to come to us, and we did not filter those, because that is like someone off the street going to somebody else with a business problem. So we said, what they did was we had an office meeting, we have a quarterly meeting with the State Office Building, and to educate the individuals that are working at the State Office Building, if you have a complaint, take it to the vendor. If you don't get resolved from the vendor, take it to the business manager, or take it to the business enterprise program. Those numbers are posted. We don't get any of those. We don't filter those. They don't come to us because they go through the proper channels at this point. And that was because of the building meeting that helped educate the building, the individuals in the building, where they needed to take those.
Yes, and that's what I'm trying to resolve as a...